Okay, thank you, Jeroen. Let me also start by congratulating you and assure you that the ESM is very happy to continue working with you and me personally. Let me add a few words on Greece from the ESM perspective. First, on procedural aspect, the chairman said it, after the Greek parliament acts on Wednesday and when national procedures in our member states have been concluded later this week, the Board of Governors will consider A, to grant in principle stability support to Greece. B, the Board of Governors will ask the institutions to negotiate policy conditionality. And C, the Board of Governors will ask me as the managing director of the ESM to prepare a proposal for a financial facility agreement, which will include something on the instruments and the terms and conditions of the stability support. Then after that, negotiations will take place, about 4 weeks, as you heard. We know time is critical for Greece, but there are no shortcuts, so this will take some time. Once ministers then take the final decision on an ESM program, we at the ESM are ready to implement that program. The overall financing needs that have been identified are well within the ESM's remaining lending capacity, which is 455 billion euro. So there's no constraint from that side. Also, we do have excellent market access. We are a well-established issuer, so we will be able to mobilize these funds. But let me also make clear that I do not expect that we from the ESM will have to contribute the entire 82 to 86 billion euro, the number you find in the statement of this morning. It will be less than that because we expect the IMF to contribute to this program. They cannot make a commitment now because Greece is in arrears, but once that has been solved, this problem, the IMF, I think, will be there. This will reduce the amounts that we from the ESM have to finance. Also, privatization will further reduce this. So I think the ultimate amount needed also after Greece begins again after a while, not now, but after a while, to regain market access will be further reduced. You remember Greece had limited market access a year ago. So with a credible implementation of the program, I would expect this to happen again. Not immediately, but we are talking about a three-year program. So well before the end of that program, again, that will reduce the need for ESM financing. That's all. Thank you very much.